Welcome to the captivating city of Petra, nestled in the country of Cordova. Tonight, under the full moon of Galecrest, a celebration unfolds in honor of Princess Serafina's birthday. Petra is renowned for its vibrant nightlife and sprawling vineyards that adorn the surrounding hills. The city attracts the wealthy and privileged from all corners of the globe. Fine drink, delicate food, mesmerizing entertainment, gambling, tempting indulgence that are all readily available if you have the pay for it. There is a stark class divide that plagues the city, where the hardworking people endure harsh treatment and receive meager wages for barely enough to survive. Thieves and con men lurk on every corner, ready to exploit the vulnerable. Nevertheless, the city lights are radiant and cast a hopeful glow, offering glimpse of possibility to the fortunate few who may yet rise to stardom. In Petra, anything is within reach with ample resources. You have to be talented or have great wealth. For Princess Serafina is the prime example for what you can achieve in Petra. She embodies perfection, demands nothing less. She dresses exquisitely and she's surrounded by the elite of society. To honor her celebration, the retired luminary, Jezebeth Throngson, has been summoned from retirement to grace the stage once more to deliver a performance exclusively for the princess and her esteemed guests. The Opera House of Petra is known for hosting extraordinary shows, and they have launched countless artists to stardom. Here's where our story begins. The audience is settled into their seats, a hush of anticipation fills the air, and the lights start to dim for the highly anticipated performance to about to begin. Okay? Now, all of my players, I am going to flip over this quick little map. And I want you guys, all of you have been brought here for something, right? Either you're out for revenge, you've been sent by your god, there's something here that has brought you to this opera house. So you all have your agendas and you all have something you want to accomplish. So I'm gonna kind of do a quick around the table to let you guys set yourself up for where your character thinks that they should be. You don't have to introduce yourself just yet, just tell me where you are. And then we'll start in, and we'll all start in together, okay? So, to give you guys our quick little rundown of the stage, we have our back doors here. We have our back of the house, a couple little rooms here. We have our high-profile boxes. And then these are like the elite seats, and people down here are sitting as well. Orchestra, front door, lobby, and then these staircases lead you up to the higher levels, okay?
I was gonna ask you if the elites are like balcony seats.
They're like over here. They're the boxes that you
Okay, those are the only boxes.
Those are the green boxes.
And when you say back of house, are you talking about backstage?
Backstage, yeah. This right here, this line would be the curtain.
Okay.
And this right here, this spot here is gonna be the stage, right.
And then all the stage workers are on the...
They're going to be in the back, in the wings this
way. That's what I wanted to know. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So just to give you guys a quick eye, I know where you are, honey. You were right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Kristen, mm-hmm. I'm going to say that you're like back here.
Do I have to put my character?
Yeah, put your character, just so we have an idea of where everybody is. Mm-hmm. It's not, clearly not to scale, but at least we have some sort of understanding where everyone is. So, Finn.
Mm-hmm.
Where would your character be? Give me a kind of a description of where you're trying to be.
I am not in the theater right now.
Okay.
I am outside trying to get backstage.
Okay. All right. So let's put you outside on one of the back doors. All right. Then next up would be Mom. Mom, where would you be right now? You remember why? You were sent to speak with Jezebeth.
Mm-hmm.
To ask her a few questions,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So where do you think that you would try to be in this circumstance, knowing she'd be there tonight?
I think I would try to be close to the stage to try to get her.
The side, like, for instance, if you can.
Backstage.
You'd be trying to get into the back door, or you'd try to be going, like, back in this hallway here?
The hallway.
The hallway?
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different hallways. I'll just say over here, okay? So now that's everybody. So I'm sorry, Bryce and Kristen, jumped over you guys. So now Denise and Anthony, where would you guys be?
Opposite backstage.
Opposite backstage?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, oh my God, everyone's trying to go backstage. I'm going to have to say backstage is very large. Okay. So at this point, I'm going to start doing a little bit of one-on-ones, try to get everybody in the right spot at the right time. So Vin, you were in the back alley.
Mm-hmm.
You saw a young woman go in. Into the back door. She knocked on the door. She was invited in, right?
Was it Jezebeth?
I'll say yes. You saw Jezebeth go in.
Oh, then I'm closing the distance as far as I can. I'm trying to get to her.
Okay, so she walks in, and she immediately is welcomed in. She doesn't even ask. She just walks straight in, and she is inside. The door closes behind her.
Are there any? I'm trying to open the door to follow her.
So as you go to open the door, there's a stagehand that is kind of standing there, like, just in awe of her. Like, and as she is backstage, like, you kind of open the door, too, and you're like, you see everyone going, ooh, kind of just staring at her, because she is a superstar.
Excuse me, Miss Throngsong.
She doesn't listen to you, and she walks directly over to a young woman who is a performer. And she starts having a conversation with this young woman. She's got red hair, and she has like a very quick conversation with this woman. As you try to get her attention, a very large man next to Throngsong, who is her bodyguard, turns around and looks at you. What do you want? Who are you to just call out her name?
I need to speak with Miss Throngsong immediately.
Well, I take care of Miss Throngsong, so who are you?
You're in charge of her security.
Yes, I am.
Then you are the one I need to speak to as well. Perhaps we can speak somewhere where there is a bit more discretion.
So at this, her manager as well, who is standing there, very tall, thin man, they kind of both kind of eye you like, who the hell are you? And they'll say, we never interrupt her when she's speaking to young people, to young talent. Give us a few moments and we will meet you in her dressing room.
If you don't mind, I am not going to be letting Miss Throngsong out of my sight. I will stay back, but I will stay where I can see her.
If you try to touch her in any way, I will take that as a threat, and I will not hesitate to remove you from the situation.
You can attempt whatever you feel is right.
Okay. So right now, you're kind of holding back. She is speaking to somebody else. So now, I'm going to say, Denise, roll me a stealth check.
Yay!
Oh, first roll.
First roll.
17.
Very admirable. Okay. So I'm going to say that as this action is kind of happening on the other side of the theater and everyone's like super captivated, oh, the star is here, you're able to sneak you and Adam into the other side of the stage. And you're actually able to sneak into that section. So you are where you are now. You've been able to walk through the door, and you're now actually backstage from the back alley.
Can we view what's happening?
On stage?
Yes.
Nothing is happening on stage right now. You hear people tuning their instruments, getting ready, and you can see that this young woman with red hair is about to go on.
And where would she be?
Let me see. Good point. So right now, you have, these are the boxes, right?
Right.
This is the stage facing this way. So right now, you have this young woman over here, and you have him over here. You have all of this entourage, and you guys are sneaked and hiding back here kind of thing.
Okay.
Because if anyone catches you, you're going to get kicked on your ass. So you can really only see back here, but you can kind of see through here. You can see that the stage is empty, and you can see that this stage is empty, but the curtain is still closed. Right. So you can't look out yet.
Okay.
So now you guys are kind of just holding and waiting. Brazzy, is there anything that your character would like to do?
So, question. When I appear in the lobby, do I know where I am? Like, do I...
No.
Okay. Is there any, like, the posters or anything on the wall to show, is there a marquee, essentially?
Yes, there is a marquee. There's posters. You understand that this big thing is happening. Your god just told you something's going on. I can feel a disturbance in the force, right? And he's just essentially saying, go here, you'll find your way.
Okay. Is there anybody in the lobby?
People are noticing you because you are standing there in full armor and no one else is. So they kind of are looking at you like you're crazy, but then they're also kind of like, hey, it's a show, and they walk right past.
Okay. So probably in order to not garner as much attention, because mm-hmm. You said I still have like the guts from like the centipede on me.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find a washroom. So I don't just run around like I'm covered in guts and, you know, scare the civilians.
Oh, you're doing my vibe, man.
That's very kind of you.
Okay. Yeah, the bench.
So as you're kind of just like, oh, what the hell am I doing here? I'm going to say like there's like, because there's a plant right there. I'll say that there's like a basin with some things to like wash your hands and stuff like that. And there's maybe like a guy back here with like towels.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah, so I'm going to go back there.
Okay. Simon. Where would you be?
Backstage.
Back here, right?
Right.
And you're trying to get through this way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll say that you're going to kind of head toward this way. And as the performance starts starting, you're kind of sneaking over here, mm-hmm. trying to take a look down here, right?
Yes. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
My other conversation that I had, I know what I have to do. And
yeah.
I just can't remember. Why do I have to see her?
Her name was given to you
right.
as the ancestor, as somebody who had once held this magical artifact.
Okay.
So because she is the ancestor of somebody who once had this in their possession,
yeah.
your mentor was saying that she might have more information.
Okay, so I need to question her about
yes.
the artifact.
The artifact and what she might know remaining of it. So now I'm going to fast forward a little bit. This young, beautiful female with glowing red hair. Yes?
Glowing? No. Turquoise eyes.
Turquoise eyes is doing this very beautiful performance, which will be released on her session zero. So you see the curtains have opened, the performance has started. While she is out there doing her performance, Jezebeth is then escorted to her dressing room. And they're not looking at you.
I'm following.
Okay.
I'm following as close as I can get. And I'm not letting them stop me.
Okay. So she goes into her dressing room.
I follow.
Okay. They definitely look at you and say, okay, what's going on? What do you need?
Well, if her safety and security is of your utmost concern, then you will step aside and allow me to pass.
You can stand here at the door. She's about to perform. But we cannot disrupt her.
She is going to be disrupted unless you allow me to do what I do.
So you see the bodyguard, big man, goes over to her and whispers very gently to her and kind of updates her, this gentleman would like to see you. Do you have a moment? Do you feel comfortable enough to do that? You can tell he's very caring toward her safety, but also her mental health. You can kind of get this sense that he is more protecting her emotional state.
Okay. Like I do with you?
Yeah. So she is like, oh, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. And you can see she's kind of fragile. She demands presence, but she's a little fragile in his presence. And with just him, she's a little fragile and a little...
demure?
Yeah. Letting herself be, you know, a little bit more demure in just his presence. So he allows you to come in, step in, and he says, please do not shout or cause her any disruption.
I would do no such thing.
And she just turns and looks at you. And I want you to do a charisma save.
Save?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
That was early.
19.
Okay. So you immediately recognize why she is so revered. She is captivating. She is striking. And you see just how, if she put it on, you could be completely charmed by her. And she just looks at you and says, what message do you have for me?
I bow my head to her to show deference to her status. I say, my lady, I'm Ulrich Joran. I'm of this city, right?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, Petra?
Petra.
I'm Ulrich Joran, native of Petra, proprietor of Bonbriar Farms. And I must warn you, I have received intel that there will be an attempt to be made to kidnap you this evening.
That does not surprise me. Many people try to harm me when I am out in public, which is why I never go to public anymore. But that's why I have my bodyguard and my manager with me.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you not to leave my sight tonight, my lady.
Sorry, but I do not trust you. I do not know who you are. I appreciate the fact that you're telling me.
I show her my holy symbol.
Sir, that could be nothing. You could have taken those things off of a person that you've killed. And you see the bodyguard is getting very uncomfortable.
He will try to say,
okay, no problem, I've got this.
Are you familiar with magic called Zone of Truth?
Yes.
You understand how it works?
Yes.
I cast it on myself. I cast Zone of Truth right there on myself, and I willingly fail the throw.
Okay.
And I say everything else again.
Well, I do trust you much more now, knowing that you are willingly giving me a confirmation. But trust me, I feel comfortable in this theater. I was raised in this theater. I know what I'm doing. I know all the back doors and everything to this theater, and I feel safe. And then she kind of looks to her bodyguard like, get him out of here. The bodyguard kind of just like, okay, no problem, don't worry about it. He'll escort you out and say, I appreciate the assistance. Please help me keep a look backstage. Make sure that nobody comes backstage who's not supposed to be here. And make sure that she's safe, and I appreciate the assistance. And I will ask you to help us escort us out of the city tonight.
I would be honored. I'll start patrolling backstage, and I'll be trying to keep line of sight of where she is while I do it.
Okay.
Were we able to hear any of this?
No, you're way on the other side.
I'm way on the other side. But we're not seeing.
They were actually in her dressing room at that time.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. And also, don't forget, you're more interested in the princess and her box and who is sitting in her box.
Right.
So I'm going to say that you were walking around backstage. Everyone's kind of milling around. The performance for Scarlett is completed, and she walks off. She has a quick moment with Jezebeth backstage, and now Jezebeth is now standing on the stage. When she steps out, the crowd goes crazy, and it is a huge standing ovation.
I'm sorry, DM, Jezebeth's on stage?
Yes.
I'm backstage curtain. I'm watching the crowd. I'm trying to see if anybody's watching her for any reasons other than they're thrilled with the performance.
Okay. Don't forget the lights here aren't just candlelight. They are magically lit, so you don't get to see a lot of what's going on in the performance.
I'm backstage like Kilroy.
Okay.
Right now.
So I'm going to say that's why you don't notice these two. How about that?
Okay, that's right. Whatever you say, DM.
Okay. So now, Brazzy, where would you be once the performance starts?
So after I cleaned up, I would probably ask the attendant more of, like, what's going on, because I think I just, like, as you said, like, I just saw, like, a marquee.
Okay.
So, like, what, like, I would ask for details on, like, what this performance is, like, what's going on.
Okay, absolutely.
Where I am, what city is this.
Absolutely. Okay, so while all of this stuff is going on backstage, you're kind of getting a feel for what's happening. So now, your character knows everything that Braz has overheard here. Okay? So, does that feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're going to be getting some information from the attendants. I'm going to say because the attendants are actually in the house, while they're bustling around, you make your way to here. And you're kind of in the back, because this is a raised platform. So you're going to be in the back talking to the attendants, like, what's going on? And they're just, like, they don't want anything to do with you because they're much more interested in serving the high-paying patrons.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. I'll take a look at the high-paying patrons and see if I notice anyone, if I recognize anybody.
I don't think you would recognize anybody.
Okay.
You would notice that there is an extra light on the box right here where the princess is sitting with her companions. They're all sitting right here. And there's a little bit more of like, I don't know how to say, like glow coming from that section.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if that's the case,
yeah.
So on my armor, I would have something that denotes that, like, I am of this order that watches the celestial plane, right? I have like a symbol, or
yeah, like, yeah, I'd have yeah, something, yeah. Right? You also look very ethereal.
Okay. So yeah. If that's the case, if I notice the spotlight with the princess, I would try to make my way up to that area.
Okay. Okay.
I think my character would feel like I need to talk to someone in authority about what has happened. Like the message that I got to start circling the wagons.
Got it. So let me move you a little bit more then. So instead of saying that you're back here, I'm going to say that you are attempting to get back up these stairs.
Okay.
Because this is the stairs to the top box.
Okay.
All right. So now for you, you left the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You took your moment.
Uh-huh.
And then you came back out, and you're kind of standing back here.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually, for some reason, you're sitting right next to her and aren't acknowledging it at all. Simon, I'm going to say that you just happened to wander, and you're kind of back here, too. Is that okay? Because I think in all of this time and this conversation, you'd be kind of toward this area.
Right.
Okay. So, I think we're all set up. The song has started. As Jezebeth goes onto the stage, you all kind of have a full view of her, or you have a little glimmer of where she is.
Mm.
And there's no music. There's nothing. But she goes onto the stage, and after a good minute and a half of just standing ovation, she hasn't done anything yet. Crowd settles. She's standing. And she just stands in the center of the stage. And she releases her hands open, palm up, and just takes a deep breath and looks straight up. And kind of up toward the top box. And you hear this very soft, delicate hum music. Lightly. And you don't really know even where it's coming from. I want everyone to do a charisma save for me.
Dirty 20.
11. Oh shit, girl! I was expecting so much more out of you.
I know, so was I.
22.
Ooh!
18.
Ooh!
19.
Ooh!
7.
Okay, good numbers. Brazzy, you said 22.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
this was an extremely high DC for a reason. Only Braz made it.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was a 21. I wanted you to have to really get. It's a high, high DC. Please remember, this is her career. This is her life, and she charms people like that. Okay? So she is out there. Go ahead.
I think I have something against being charmed.
Okay.
Can I just show you
resistance
this?
Or you cannot be?
I don't know. It has a little A.
She has advantage.
You have advantage.
Do it again. Roll your thing again. Right, because you're in...
Nat 20. So, yeah, even more.
Okay, Brez.
20 plus...
Now you're just showing off.
Yeah, I really... Exactly. I am, aren't I?
I got it.
How am I invited?
5, which is 7.
Well, vitamins, because I'm hilarious. That's why.
Well, I got 11, but I can't be charmed. If this is a charm... That's all I'm saying.
Can you not be charmed, or you have advantage against being charmed?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, then I have advantage.
Okay. So you still didn't make it with the advantage. And Braz apparently can see different things in the celestial plane.
Apologies.
Okay. So, Braz, your character is much more focused. He doesn't understand, whatever, you people with your singing. And he's just moving on with his day. He's got stuff to do. You people.
Damn kids with your music.
Exactly.
Love it.
So.
Hula hoops and you sock up.
The rest of you are, I don't want to say charmed completely, like you wouldn't do her bidding, but you are captivated. You are mesmerized. And you don't really realize that she's not doing anything. She is just standing there and just allowing herself and her charm to just move out from her. She's not doing a damn thing, but you are enthralled. You've never felt this way before. You are completely absorbed in her charm. The song continues, just this beautiful light melody. And then you see... Actually, it would only be Braz. Roll me a perception check.
21.
Excellent. So while the rest of everybody here is captivated and locked onto her, and you can't pull your eyes away, she has just brought you in. Your character sees 5 men in black cloaks walking straight down the center of the stage and up onto the stage.
Okay.
And they move very slowly over to the singer, and no one moves. No one's saying a thing. No one's saying a word. Everyone is captivated with this singing.
Are they, is there any symbols on their robes or anything like that?
Solid black. Okay. Black cloaks. They walk over, they are standing very slowly, and they begin to move closer to her. The bodyguard busts out on stage.
Oh, I'm on the move.
Yeah.
I'm on the move. As soon as I see the cloaks, I'm on the move.
So I'm going to say that you notice, because you're only watching her, so you didn't notice in the audience, but he was used to it. He's around her all the time.
Sure.
So he sees them moving in, and he busts out on stage. And he goes with two daggers, and he's going to try to grab one of them.
Sacred flame on one.
Okay. So before I do that, this happens, and it snaps everybody out. And okay. I'm going to say we're going to roll initiative.
Yeah, we are.